the fish of the Nile would die. Obviously, one of the things that one wonders is, what wrong has the fish done? Because of course, those who are environmentalists will say, wow, this is destructive. You are spoiling the environment. We have to remember that the environment is God's environment. And that when man was told have dominion over the earth, he was actually allowed to use the environment to feed himself, the environment to manage it in a way that honors God. But the environment is a tool in human hands. And maybe by just spoiling the environment, Pharaoh would be turned to realize that he needs that environment and that he should take care of the environment, and that the environment is God's gift for feeding the Egyptians. What is it that around you that you take for granted? Or maybe you don't even look after it. And as you think about this devastating miracle and plague in Egypt, you ask yourself, do I really appreciate the environment that God uses to feed me, the environment that God uses to bring tourists, the environment that God uses to build our economy? Do we appreciate it as God's gift to our country? Do we appreciate it as something we should look after and manage? Maybe the plague helped the people of Egypt to not only realize that God is God, but also realize that God feeds them using the environment.